And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Rescue workers and residents in Turkey and Syria frantically searching under the rubble of crushed buildings in multiple cities on both sides of the border. A powerful 7.8 magnitude earthquake hit early Monday. In one quake-struck Turkish city, dozens pulled away chunks of concrete and twisted metal. At least 138 people were killed in the two countries. The toll is expected to rise, and officials report widespread destruction. There's continued political bickering in Washington over the political and the Biden administration's response to the Chinese surveillance balloon that was shot down on Saturday. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
Many Republicans, like Ohio Congressman Mike Turner on the House Intelligence Committee, say the administration was too slow to act.
Sort of like tackling the quarterback after the game is over.
On NBC's Meet the Press, he says the surveillance balloon should have been taken out long before it neared sensitive sites like nuclear silos in Montana. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer on WABC says the White House handled it properly, waiting until the device was over water. He says intelligence officials will be briefing lawmakers, and it's premature to criticize a cautious response, adding there were similar balloon missions during the Trump administration. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A former Israeli prime minister who served briefly as mediator at the start of the Russia's war with Ukraine says he drew a promise from the Russian president not to kill his Ukrainian counterpart. Former prime minister